A January report shows that in rural counties home to large numbers of American Indians, including in Montana, people are more likely to rely on Medicaid for health insurance across all age groups. About 23% of Montanans rely on Medicaid for their health coverage, but the four counties with the highest rates, roughly 40%, are all home to American Indian reservations. That's according to a report from the Georgetown Center for Children and Families on Medicaid's role in rural areas. Executive Director Joan Alker says that's a national pattern.
This is important because if Congress moves ahead to make large cuts, these areas and Indian country more generally will be in big trouble.
Alker says documents leaked from the House Budget Committee show it's considering cuts to Medicaid between $200 billion and $2.3 trillion. She adds the cuts are not a foregone conclusion. This week, a Montana bill to start phasing out the state's Medicaid expansion was voted down by the Senate on Tuesday, and a bill to remove the program's June sunset date passed the House on Monday. Jason Smith, executive director of the Montana Consortium for Urban Indian Health, says Medicaid provides health coverage for individuals while being a critical source of revenue for the urban Indian organizations to help sustain their operations.
I would say for the UIOs, particularly, had a lot of revenue coming from Medicaid, so it's really a great secondary source of funding that has helped their organizations run and provide services for the communities.
As of January, more than 14,000 American Indians in Montana were enrolled in Medicaid expansion. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.